Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Miketz, that's Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes. And we learned that Yosef accused his brothers of being spies, threw them in jail for a couple of days, took them out, and said, if you follow my instructions, everything's going to be okay. The Pasuk says, if you're truthful, Yosef told his brothers, Achichem Echad, one of your brothers, Yosef Reves Mishmarchem, he's going to be locked away in your cell, Atem L'chu Aviyu Sheva Ravon Batechem, and then you should go and bring the food for the hunger of your household. Let's see Rashi via Pasuk Yud Tes, Beves Mishmarchem in your cell, Sha'atem Asurim by Achshav, you're locked away there until then. We're going to take one of your brothers and leave him there. Vatem l'chua viu al beis avichem, bring to your father's house. Shevar avayin batechem, masha kenisim l'ravayin ansha batechem, that which you purchased for the hunger of your household, you should bring back. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav. Vezachichem akatein to viu elai, and your youngest brother you should bring to me. Ve'yamnu divreichem v'loisamusu, and your words shall be verified, and then you won't die. Vayasu kein, and they did so. Now the brothers turned to talk to each other. Vayamru ishal achiv, each man said to his brother, Aval, indeed, ashem anachnu alechinu, we are guilty for our brother. Asher inu tsars nafshoi bischanu elenu v'loishamanu, that we saw his pain and his anguish when he pleaded to us and we didn't listen to him. Al kein ba elenu atzar azoyz, because of that, this trouble has come upon us. Let's see Rashi via Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Aval kitargumai bekushta, that is the truth. Indeed, that is the reason why this is happening. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayan Ruven oisam lemer, Ruven spoke up to them saying, Haloy amarti aleichem lemer, didn't I tell you saying, Al techtu bayeled, do not sin against the lad, v'loy shematem, you didn't listen. Vagam dama hine nidrash, and now behold, his blood is being avenged. Now vehem lo yadu, they didn't know, kishemei Yosef, the Yosef was listening to them, kiameles ben oisam, because there's an interpreter in between them. Let's see Rashi via Pasuk Chaf Gimel, vehem lo yadu kishemei Yosef, maven l'shainim, that he understood what they were saying. They were saying this in front of him, because there was an interpreter there. When they spoke to Yosef, there was this interpreter in between them, that spoke their language and that spoke Egyptian. He would interpret their words to Yosef and Yosef's words to them. Therefore, they thought that Yosef didn't understand their language. This is Menashe, Yosef's son. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav Dalid. So he turned away from them and he cried. And he returned to them and he spoke to them. He took Shimon from them and he locked him up in front of their eyes. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Dalid. He distanced himself from them so they shouldn't see him crying. That's because he heard that they were regretful, so he started crying. As Shimon, why did he take Shimon specifically? He was the one that actually threw him into the pit. He was the one that said to Levi, look, this dreamer is coming. Another understanding is Yosef wanted to separate him from Levi. Perhaps they're both going to decide that they're going to kill him, and he knows that Shimon and Levi together are unbeatable, so he wanted to separate them. He put him away in jail in front of their eyes. That was only in front of them. The moment they left, he took him out of jail and gave him food and he gave him to drink. Yosef commanded to fill their vessels with grain, and that each man should have his money returned to his sack, and to give them provisions for the way, and he did so for them. And they lifted their grain onto their donkeys, and they left from there. And one of them opened up his sack to give grain to his donkey in the inn. And he saw his money, it was at the opening of his sack. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayiftach Ha'Echad, who Levi, that was Levi, Shenishar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayiftach Ha'Echad, the one opened up his sack. What does that mean, the one opened it up? Who Levi, that's referring to Levi, Shenishar Yachid Mishimon Ben Zugai, he was left alone from Shimon, who's like his partner. Bamalayin, what is this place? Bamakam Shalanu Belayah, that's the place where they slept that night. Amtachtai, whose sack? That's his sack. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayyemer Lechav, he said to his brothers, Hushav Kaspi, my money was returned. Vagam Hine Bamtachti, it's also in my sack, in my saddlebag. Vayetze Libam, and their hearts went out. Vayechardu Ishal Achiv Lemar, and each man was frightened to his brothers, saying, Mazois Asal Kim Lanu, what is this Hashem is doing to us? Let's see Rashi via Pasuk Chav Ches, Vagam Hine Bamtachti, Gama Kesev Bayimatfua, also the money with my grain. Mazois Asal Kim Lanu, Lahavienu Lidea Lilo Zu, to bring us to this pretext, this problem, Shloi Hushav El is Oil Lenu. The only reason why he gave us our money back is so that he can have this pretext to libel us that we did something wrong. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav Tes, Vayavayu al Yaakov Avim Arts of Canaan, they came to Yaakov, their father, in the land of Canaan, Vayagidu Lo Es Kol HaKaris Oisam Lemar, and they told him everything that happened to them, saying, Dibor Esh Adonai Ha'aretz Itanu Kashas, the man who's the master of the land, he spoke to us harshly, Vayitein Asanu Kim Raglam Asa'aretz, and he treated us like we were spies of the land. Vayomer Elam, we said to him, Kenema Anachnu, we're truthful, Lo Yinum Raglam, we were never spies. Shneim Asar Anachnu Achim Bnei Avinu, we are 12 brothers, the son of our father, Ha'echad Einenu, one of them isn't here, Vakaten Hayom Esavinu Be'eretz Canaan, and the youngest one, he's with our father in the land of Canaan. Vayomer Elenu Ha'ish Adonai Ha'aretz, and the man who's the master of the land, he said to us, B'zayis Eda, with this I'm going to know, Kikein Matem, that you're truthful, Achichem Ha'echad Anichu Iti, leave one of your brothers with me, Vezer Avon Batechem Kuv Aleichu, and the food for your houses, take it and go, Ve'avius Achichem Ha'katon Eilai, and bring your youngest brother to me, Ve'eda, then I'm going to know, Kilaim Ragla Matem, that you're not spies, Kikein Matem, that you're truthful, as Achichem Eten Lechem, and then I'm going to give you your brother back, Vezer first tischaru, and then you can move about the land. Now, after telling all this to Yaakov, vayihem rikim sakeim, they were undoing their sacks, vihine ish tsar kaspe b'sakei, each man's money bundle was in his sack. Yiras tsar kaspeim, they saw their bundles of money, heim vavihem, them and their father, vayiro, and they were afraid. Vayomer lehem Yaakov vihem, Yaakov their father said to them, oisi shikaltim, you have bereaved me, Yosef enenu, Yosef's not here, v'shimen enenu, and Shimon's not here, v'ez minyamin tikachu, you're going to take binyamin, alai hayu kulana, it's all fallen upon me. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk lamed, oisi shikaltim, Malamas teaches us, shechashanim shema harugu, that they're afraid that maybe he killed them, I'm a charu ki Yosef, or they sold him just like they sold Yosef. Shikaltim, call me shabanim avudim, anything this happens to their children, kar shakul, they're called bereaved. Back to Chomash pasuk lamed zayin, vayomer Reuven al aviv lemar, Reuven said to his father, saying, as shnei banai tamis, my two sons, they can die, im lo avienu elecha, if I do not bring him back to you. Tana oisa al yadi, give him to my hand, meaning I'll be responsible for him, vanyash ivenu elecha, and I will return him to you. This is referring to Binyamin, obviously. Vayomer, he said, lo yer bini machem, my son will not go with you, ki achiv meis, for his brother died, vuhu levadu nishar, he's the only one left over. Ukra'u asan badecha shetel chuba, and a mishap is going to happen along the way that you're going, vayratem esevasi biyagan sha'ilin, that you're going to have brought in my old age and sorrow to the grave. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk lamed ches, lo yered bini machem, he's not going to go down with you. Like he built Dvar Shal Reuven, Yaakov didn't accept what Reuven said. Amar, he said, Bachar Shaita Huze, what a foolish oldest son I have. Hu Amr Laham is Banav, he's saying that he's going to kill his children. Vichiban of Haim Veloy Banai, are they his children and not my children? I don't want him to kill his children either. Back to Chomish Perak Mem Gimel Pasak Aleph, Vaorov Kaved Baaretz, and the famine was very heavy in the land. Vayikash Arkil Lechos Hashever Asher Hivim Mitzrayim, it was when they finished eating the food that they brought from Mitzrayim, Vayomer Aleim Avim, their father said to them, Shuvu Shivulonimat Eichel, go and purchase some food for us. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasak Beis, Kasher Kilu Lechel, Yehuda Amar Lehem, Yehuda told his brothers, Hamtinu Lezaken Achetich Lepasman Abayis, let's just wait a little bit for the old man, and meaning let's wait for our father until there's no more food in the house, and then we're going to try to work out this whole situation with Binyamin. Kasher Kilu Kad Sheitziu, it was all finished. Back to Chomish Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Elav Yehuda Lemar, Yehuda told his father, saying, Ha'ed He'id Banu Ha'ish Lemar, the man strongly warned us, saying, Loisiru Pana, you're not allowed to see my face, Bilti Achichem Itchem, without your brother with you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, Ha'ed He'id Lashon Hasra, this is a lashon of warning. Next Rashi, Loisiru Pana, Bilti Achichem Itchem, Loiter Uni Bilay Achichem Itchem, don't come to see me without your brother with you. Back to Chomish Pasuk Dalet, Im Yeshcha Mishalechas Achinu Itanu, if you're going to send our brother with us, Nerdav Nishbar Lecha Eichel, then we're going to go down and buy food for you. Vim But if you're not going to send him, we're not going to go down. For the man said to us, do not see my face without your brother with you. So Yaakov said, why did you do bad to me? To tell the man that you have another brother. They said, the man asked us about us and our birth, saying, is your father still alive? Do you have a brother? And we told him based off of these things, were we supposed to know that he was going to tell us to bring our brother down? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. They had said, Lanu ulmailatenu, that he had asked about us and our birth. What does it mean, our birth? L'mishbachaysenu, he asked about our families. Umidrashi, and Medrash explains, Afilu in yane arisa senu, even regarding our crib, meaning the wood of our crib, gilalanu, he revealed to us so many secrets about our family. So vanaged loy, sheyesh lanu avach, we told him that we have a father and a brother, alpiyad varma ela, alpisha eloysav ashashal, who's kaknu lahagid. Based off of the questions he was asking, we had to answer him. So back to Chomish Pasuk Ches, Vayem Yehuda al Yisrael, Aviv Yehuda told Yisrael his father, Shilcha hanar iti v'nakuma v'nelcha, send the lad with me and we're going to get up and go. V'nichye v'loy namas, we will live and not die. Gama nachnu, gama ta, gama ta penu, also us, also you, and also our children. Anoyche ervenu, I will guarantee him, and miyadi tevakshenu, you can demand him from my hand. Im loy havi yosev eilecha v'itzakti v'vnecha, if I do not bring him to you and stand him before you, v'chatasi l'cha kal yamim, I will have sinned to you all of days. Ki lule his mamanu, for if we hadn't delayed so much, ki ato shavnu zep hamayim, we could have returned twice already by now. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. V'nichya, he had said, we're going to live. Nitzah by Ruch HaKadosh, he had a little bit of Ruch HaKadosh, al-yidei halicha zu t'chi ruchecha, meaning based off of this going, we're going to take Binyamin, you're actually going to have a little bit of livening of your spirit. Shenemar says, v'atechi ruch yakavim, once he heard that Yosef was alive. V'loi namas, we're not going to die, barav, in famine. Binyamin, safik yitafes, safik leitafes, it's a safik, it's in doubt whether something's going to happen to Binyamin. But v'anu, regarding us, kulanu mesim barav, im loy nelech, all of us are going to die of hunger if we're not going to go. Motiv shetanechas a safik, v'sispas is avadai, it's better that we leave that which is doubtful to the side and we focus that which is definite, and it's definite that we're going to die of hunger if we don't buy food. Pasuk Tes, he had told him, "Itzakti l'vanecha, I'm going to stand him before you. Shelo yavienu eilecha meis, I'm not going to bring him back to you dead. Ki imcha, he's going to be alive. V'chatasi l'cha kol yomim, I'm going to have sinned to you all of my days. Lo elam haba, meaning even in elam haba. Pasuk Yod, he had told him, "Lulei has mamanu, if you wouldn't have delayed al yadcha because of you, kvar hayinu shavim shimon, we would have been back with Shimon already. V'lenitz ta'arta kol yom halalu, and you wouldn't have to have been pained all these days." So back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Aleph. Vayomer leim Yisrael avim Yisrael, their father told them, "Imkein eifai zaisasu, if it must be so, so this is what you should do. Kachum zimras ha'aretz bechleim, take from some of the praise of the land in your vessels, vayridu l'ishmencha, and bring the man a present, ma'at sari, a little bit of balsam, u ma'at vash, a little bit of honey, nechais velayt, wax, and lotus, button, mushkedim, pistachios, and almonds. Vekasav mishnah tchu biyadchem, and take double the amount of money in your hand, vesekasav mushav b'fiyam techaisechem teshiv biyadchem, and also the money that was returned to you in your sacks, you should bring back. Ulai mishgehu, perhaps it was a mistake. Vesachichem kachun, you shall take your brother, vekum v'shuv ala ish, and get up and go back to the man. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yud aleph, efai kolashan, efai lashan, yaser hu, takin amila blashan ivri, im kain is daka glasos. If this is what I must do, shashal chenu limachem, that I'm going to send him with you, so tzarchani lachzer levakesh, aye pai takana be'etz lasiyam. So now I have to search for and seek for, aye pai, efai is aye pai, some solution to advise you. Va'aymer ani, zoy sasu, and this is what I'm saying, that this is what you should do. Mizimras ha'aretz, meturgam, min de meshabach ba'ara, shakom is zamrim olav kashu ba'la olam. Everyone sings about this when it comes to the world. It's the praise, it's the song of the land. Nechais, shava, this is wax, but nimloyadati mahem. Rashi says, I don't know what these are. And when perish alef beis, so Rabbi Machir, re'isi, I saw that it's push titzias, v'daimali shem afarsakim. Rashi says, I think that it's peaches. However, other translations say that this is referring to pistachio nuts. Pasuk Yud Beis Rashi, he told him, Kesef Mishnah, pishtaim karisha, and double the amount you took last time, k'chubiyadchem lishbar oichel, you should take with you to buy food. Why should you take so much? Shema hukar ashar, perhaps all the market prices have gone up. And he also told him, take back the money that he had returned to you. Ulai mishgehu, shema hamimuna alabayat shchacha shegag, perhaps the one that's in charge of everything, he forgot to take it by mistake, so therefore you should bring that money back as well. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yaakov concluded by telling them, v'kel shaka yiten lechem rachem mufnei ish, and Hashem should grant you mercy in front of the man, v'shilchem esachichem acher, and he should send you your other brother, v'es binyamin and binyamin, v'ani, and as for me, kasher shachalti, shachalti. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'kel shaka, me'ata einchem chaserim klum el tefila, the only thing you're missing now, I've given you instructions, so now you're just missing tefila, harini mispah aleichem, I'm going to daven for you. V'kel shaka, why is it that Yaakov used this name, shedai b'nesinus rachamav, because Hashem has sufficient mercy that he's able to give to everyone. He's able to give you all that mercy. So he should give you that mercy. That's a simple understanding. And the one that said die to the world, he should say die enough to all my tzaras. I didn't have any bit of quiet since my youth. Tzaras Lavan, Tzaras Esav, Tzaras Rachel, Tzaras Dina, Tzaras Yosef, Tzaras Shimon, and now Tzaras Binyamin. He shall release with you. Go to the next Rashi. Esachichem, your brother, Zeshem, that's referring to Shimon. Acher, the other one, Ruch HaKadosh Nizrakabai, he had a little bit of Ruch HaKadosh here, Rabbi Yosef, that's including Yosef, Va'ani, as for me, Ad Shulchem Eya Shaka Misafik, I'm going to be bereaved Misafik, Kasher Shechalti Miyosef Mishimon, I'm bereaved now of Yosef and Shimon, Shechalti, I'm also afraid that I'm going to be bereaved of Binyamin. So back to Chumash Pasuk Taz Vav, Vayikcho Anashim Esamincha Azois, and the men took that present, Umishnah Kasav Lokcho Biyadam Ve'es Binyamin, and they took the double money in their hands and Binyamin, Vayakumu Vayerdu Mitzrayim, and they got up and they went down to Mitzrayim, Vayamdu Lefnei Yosef, and they stood in front of Yosef. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth Aliyah to see what happened. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.